time to stop waiting and make it happen. Yes, indeed. Time to stop waiting and make it happen. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Time to stop waiting and make it happen. My goodness, how do I stop waiting and make it happen? Well, I stop waiting and make it happen by the very fact that instead of thinking it's not happening, I think it happens. Instead of thinking I would like to see the sun shining through, I have it shine through in my heart first, in my thought, in my dream, in my consciousness. I look at the morning. Today is a lovely misty morning, beautiful day, and as I look at the sun, I look at the sky, it's just sort of misty and it's sort of a cloudiness to it. But it's lovely even in that, because it's a beautiful day. And I look at the sky and I think to myself, what a lovely, beautiful day. And then I look up into the mist and I can see the formation actually of clouds. And then I can see a little bit of blue sky here and there. Oh yes, it's going to be a lovely, lovely day. It's going to be a very lovely day. It already is a lovely day. And there it is. See, I can see the blue sky now. I can see it coming through a little bit. You see, when I make it happen, when I look for the beauty of the sky as I would like to have it be, as a sunny, glorious day, then so it is. Everything in life is just as simple as that. Just as wonderful and just as magnificent. But it is something that it is something we have to do. It's time to stop waiting and to make it happen. Now, I would like to be independently wealthy. Oh, we always say that. Well, why don't you start having dreams of what you would do with your independent wealth? What sort of things would you do with your independent wealth? What would you spend it on? What sort of experiences would you have with your life? What sort of houses would you buy? What sort of land would you buy? What sort of property would you fix up? What sort of car would you have? What sort of clothing would you have? What sort of people would you associate with? What sort of gifts would you buy for your dear friends and for people that are important to you? And if you had just lots of money, would you give to your very special friends and family each a large sum of money so they could do some glorious thing that they wanted to do? And would you then see them so happy with the thing that they had and not at all feeling that they wish they had more? You see, that's when we lose the fact of what money means to us or what benefits mean to us, where we wish we had more, where we the story about the guy who wished that he had $1 million, and then when he got the $1 million and he was so happy about it, people said, well, how do you feel? How do you like that? He said, oh, wonderful, but I wish that I had $10 million, you know, or I wish that I had all the money in the world. I wish that I had this or that. Well, you see, we don't really want money. We don't really want any particular object. We just want everything. We just want everything. Now, being independently wealthy, you don't want anything or you don't have anything. You are everything. You are everything and you enjoy it and you experience it and you delight in it. Now, how can you are everything? How can you be everything? Well, you be everything by enjoying it. Can you go to a lovely home and visit in a lovely home and admire the lovely home and see yourself living in that lovely home? And when you leave that lovely home, can you also just leave it behind and go on to your next experience? Or do you hang on to that lovely home and say, oh, I wish my home were so lovely. I wish I had that lovely home. I wish. You see, every time you wish, what you're saying to yourself is that you don't have it and you're not making it happen. Can you visualize yourself in that lovely home and enjoying it, and then when you're not there, do you think that a person who lives in a lovely home loves it all the time? No. They love it when they're there, and when they're somewhere else, they love where they are. When they go to Buckingham Palace, they think, well, isn't this an interesting place? And when they see castles in Europe, they think, oh, how interesting this is. And then they go into beautiful, brand new apartment buildings or brand new houses that have all of the accoutrements that make them so beautiful and so lovely. And they say, wow, isn't this exciting? And it's kind of hard to fit yourself into something unless you see yourself there, unless you make it happen. Now, how do you make it happen? Well, you make it happen first in your thought. Everything happens first in our thought. And when we have our thought lovingly, gently, delightfully placed upon anything, when we have our thought wonderfully placed upon anything, then those things are ours right now. For wherever our thought is, that's where our experience is. It's time to stop waiting and make it happen. Now, how do I make it happen? I think about it. That makes it happen. If that's all it takes to make it happen, boy, I'm going to start thinking about it right now. Oh, sure you are. You're going to think you don't have it. And, of course, you don't. And this is what makes the difference between the haves and the have-nots. The haves think they have it, and the have-nots think they have not it. And the have-nots have not it because they think they have not it. And the haves have it because they think they have it. Now, what do you want to be? Well, that's just not really the way it works. That's not the truth. That's not the way life is. It most certainly is. It is no different than that. You have it or you don't. And if you have it, you have it in your thought. And if you have it in your thought, then the fact follows quickly thereafter. Because we cannot experience it unless we first reveal it inside of our thought. Is that for me? Is that mine? You're incredulous about it, and you find it hard to believe that something could be yours and something could belong to you. And the minute you really do, the minute you change that feeling of incredulity to one of credulity, one where you believe it, one where you know it, one where you have it, then you will have it. And then life is really expressing its fullness to you in a way that you really think you'd like to have. We always think about those things that we are. We very seldom think about those things that we are not, because we don't know how to think about something we are not. We only know how to think about things that we are. And when we learn to stop waiting and make it happen, think about things that are really exciting to us, really outstanding to us, then that is what takes place in our everyday experience, in our every moment experience in our life, completely and wonderfully and perfectly. Join with me today in seeing it done, making it happen by thinking about it. And thinking about it, not that it what could be, should be, might be, will be, but think about it that it is now. And when you think it is now, then it truly is. Join me in that realization. It's a lot of fun. And I love it, and I know you will too. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.